Welcome to the question and answer call for the first module of the Healing Through Love series, Healing Your Relationship to Yourself. This is Dr. Erica Goodstone, licensed mental health counselor and spiritual relationship healing expert and author of the book, Love Me, Touch Me, Heal Me. So I would really like to welcome all of you who have come to this call and who are joining me in this program, even if you're not able to make the call. I'm so happy and grateful to each and every one of you because this is my first online course and group question and answer call, and I have had several technical glitches, and I really appreciate all of you for hanging in there in spite of those technical problems. So hopefully that will be less happening, much less, as we go through the series. Creating this course has been a true learning adventure for me. What I have discovered is that the online world is really no different from the offline world. Every one of us want to feel that we know, like, and trust another person before we're willing to get close and get involved. Everyone who has joined me in this program is someone I have already talked with personally, probably met in person, and we have both shared some personal and even intimate information about ourselves. So that seems to be the way the world works, that we don't want to open up and trust ourselves with people we consider strangers. We want to feel that we know someone and feel safe with them. And this is also the way that love works. We need to share that intimacy, honesty, and truth with someone that we feel close to. And if we don't feel that it's safe, we don't really want to share as completely as we can. And then this module is about healing your relationship to yourself. And we need to share that intimacy, honesty, and truth with our own self first before we can hope to develop the intimacy with anybody else. So thank you again, all of you, for joining me in this process of self-discovery. I'll begin by answering some of the questions that were asked, and this will be followed by a brief meditative guided imagery. After that, I will turn off the recording and unmute the phone lines and allow for live interaction for the people who are on the call. So the first question, simple question, but not that easy to answer. How can I start to heal my own self? Healing is a journey inward to self-discovery. There is no quick and easy way to heal. There is no quick fix for a lifetime of feeling not fully loved for being who you are. We all grow up with expectations and beliefs that are thrust upon us by our parents and by our early caretakers. And as we begin the self-exploration, we need to uncover our own inner beliefs and personal expectations about the way the world is, the way people should be, the way people should think and act and behave, especially the way they should act and behave and think toward and about us. It is not easy to recognize these inner beliefs within ourselves because since we believe them, we view them as the truth. And when other people express different attitudes and beliefs, we tend to believe the other person is incorrect or they're not telling the truth or that we need to convince them that they are wrong. And that really goes on a lot in relationships. The inner journey toward healing is a lonesome and often emotionally painful journey. What we discover as we open to our own truth is that we have been hiding something from ourselves and from others. We discover that we have blamed others for our own unmet needs and expected others to fulfill these needs for us so that we don't have to do it ourselves. And when the other person or people has perhaps rebelled or abandoned us, we feel that either they are just not good people and that they're hurting us, maybe even intentionally hurting us or intentionally withholding love, or we start to think there's something wrong with us, or we just decide I'm going to shut down and not feel love anymore. What is wrong with me when something goes wrong in my life is that I need to take full responsibility. I need to discover in what way have I contributed to whatever the situation is and whatever the reaction is in another person or people. Everyone in our life seems to be called into play as if they're playing a part that meets our own unconscious needs. So it's not an accident that people are behaving and responding to us in a certain way. We need that for healing our own self. So we really need to pay attention to what is coming toward us and at us, and then continue to look inside and find out what are we doing? What is it about us? Because it always boils down to something we're doing in our own life that is bringing that toward us. It's not so much that the other person has to do anything differently. Nobody can do it for you. And just because you are attempting to heal yourself does not mean that the world should step aside and just give you everything you think you need, want, and desire at this time. So that was my answer for how can I heal myself. It's really looking inward and really focusing on what I'm doing in every circumstance, not taking blame for it, but paying attention to what am I doing, and also working toward discovering what my true purpose is in this lifetime. Once I know or feel that I know my own true purpose, it becomes easier to allow other people to be who they are and for me to keep expanding and opening up and removing layers of doubt and unhappiness and distrust and sadness and all of that. All right, the second question. What are the causes, symptoms, and effects of fear of abandonment? A lot of us feel that fear of abandonment, and people feel it in different degrees. It's that sense that as soon as things are not working the way we want or someone is not going to be there for us, that we're going to be just betrayed and left alone and be all alone to fend for ourselves. So I believe the initial cause of this fear of abandonment starts at a very, very young age, maybe even in the womb, in your mother's womb, or even as a result of events in prior lifetimes. Although I don't look into past lives because there's plenty right within our own lifetime. If your mother is emotionally upset while you are in the womb, her pituitary gland is releasing stress hormones. This comes to the growing embryo and fetus as a series of shocks to the nervous system. And this is often followed up, especially in the first 3 years of life, by a mother and also a father and other caretakers that may at times neglect you as a child or let you cry instead of really nurturing and making you feel soothed and safe and calming your fears. This happens to so many infants that we don't even realize how often that happens. But it depends on the frequency and also the message that the infant gets. If there's enough, what's called good enough parenting, you can overcome those fears. But if you've had a lot of additional neglect, and you've reached out and mommy or daddy or the assigned caretaker was not always there and you didn't feel that the person was there, you can have this sense that I have to fend for myself and people aren't going to be there, so I have to make sure that I'm going to get what I need. And when you feel like that, as a child, you can become clingy and you want to hold on to someone for fear that if you let go of them, they're going to not be there. But this actual fear for a very young child is almost as if I'm going to die. it feels that serious that if this person is not there to help me, I could die. I might be hungry, I might keep crying and just die. So if someone doesn't come when I cry and when I want comfort as an adult, even though it doesn't make sense, you may also have that feeling that I might die. It actually can feel like that. It can feel so emotionally painful. And it's not only coming from not receiving love from another person. It can also come from just not being the person that you used to believe you were. For many of us, when we get into our 40s and 50s, we are not the same as we were when we were younger. Sometimes we had everything seemed to be in order. We might have had a career. We might have had a lifestyle that we were very happy with. And something can start to change, and we can't go back to what we had before, but we don't have the new thing. And that can trigger that same kind of feeling of abandonment, abandonment by life, abandonment from God. We can just feel that same sense, and it's almost as if I feel like I'm going to die. But of course, if you're reasonably healthy, you're not going to die, and you can do something about it. If someone doesn't satisfy your needs, if someone doesn't give you what you want, you will not die because of it. Your body sensations and your emotions may not know that. Your body might react with so much pain and anguish that you feel as if you're really going to die. This is why it's so important to get a handle on your emotions. You need to let that little voice of reason in your head that all of us have, allow that to take control, even when you're right smack in the middle of an emotional breakdown. Just hear that little voice that says, you're really going to be okay, you're an adult, you really are okay, and you need to develop a strong sense of your own personal purpose in this lifetime. What you feel deep inside is your raison d'etre, your reason for being, and what you truly can offer to others as your unique gift to the world is your purpose. So the third question, how can my insecurities and fears affect my adult life and my relationship with myself and others? All fear comes from a sense that I'm lacking love in some way. Fear is the opposite of love. When I feel loved and loving, I do not fear, and I'm not angry. Because why would I be angry if I feel that I'm loved, even if someone else is not responding well to me? If, for example, if I have a child and my child is in danger and I love my child, I will feel no fear if I have to do something that's truly dangerous to save my child. The same is true if I feel totally loved and loving within myself. I will do something without fear because I love myself. It's so simple, but so difficult to really feel inside of you. When I feel unloved at a deep place in my core, I may put on a display of love and caring for others, but when they disappoint or hurt me in any way, I will have an intense need to win their approval. I will probably go overboard in attempting to gain back their love, putting all my focus out onto the other person, rather than looking inward and finding a way to soothe my own self. Or I may take the opposite route and blame them for my emotional difficulties and then leave them without really communicating what is really true for me. We do all kinds of things when we feel unloved, and we feel that it's justified because we're feeling unloved. So it becomes a vicious circle. And other people can sense when we're needy and clingy. They sense that we're demanding and that we're expecting something from them. And sometimes it's not even your words or your actions. It can be just your body language or just the energy that they feel is coming out of you, even if they're not good at sensing energy. And there is a tendency that the other person, when they feel demands and clinginess and neediness or whatever you're offering that's not pure love, when they feel that, the tendency is for them to back away. Because nobody wants to be clung to. They want to really be loved and accepted. Every one of us wants to feel loved, needed, accepted, and uplifted by the people around us. When we feel free to express our true emotions, to give what we freely intend to give, we then feel relaxed and open, receptive to what the other person needs and wants, and we are much more likely to reciprocate with love and attention. But even if I'm openly loving and accepting another person, I do not know how they might be interpreting my gifts and intentions. I do not know how my expressions of emotions and love are being received. So when I don't know, this is where my fear of abandonment can trip me up. When I feel loved as a human being, starting with the love of my primary caretakers and the love for myself, then I do not have to receive that love from anybody else in order for me to feel good. But if I do not feel fully loved as a human being, if I have a fear that someone will leave me, that someone else will not love me, that someone else will abandon me and I will maybe die, or at least I will suffer all sorts of emotional pain, then I cannot be a truly loving person. Others will feel that I need or want or expect something from them, and they will have a part of them that they keep protective and they don't want to share with me. Nobody really wants to be hurt, and if they open up with that most sensitive part of them, they want to feel safe that they're not going to be attacked and have to shut down again. Every one of us wants and needs to feel safe and free to be our own self. None of us wants to have to change to please anybody else's desires. If I choose to change something about myself, it has to be because I want to make the change, to make my own life better, not because someone else thinks that it would be good for me to change, and not because it would make the other person's life better. When men and women get older, reaching their 40s and 50s, life changes can lead to a series of questioning everything. We may have felt strong and powerful and together at some earlier point in life, but suddenly we seem unable to return to that former state, and yet we have not yet reached the new state with deeper comprehension of our true purpose here on earth. This is what Fritz Perls, founder of Gestalt Therapy, calls the fertile void. Many, many people go through a period which used to be called a midlife crisis. It is really a natural state of saying to yourself, is that all there is? And then seeking new meaning in your own life. So if you're currently going through some sort of emotional changes, allow yourself to be there and trust that this is a temporary phase and an opportunity for you to grow into greater wisdom through continual self-exploration. And I have one more question. A man or woman really only needs food, water, and shelter to live and survive. Can we really live without love? And I think this is such an important question. My immediate thought is that we cannot not love. We are love. It is just that so many of us have forgotten that due to our training and experiences and our own interpretations of events. I can give one small example. If I go on a strict diet, which I have done on occasion, I can restrict and limit my food intake, the variety of types of foods I will eat, and the calories. But there is usually very little love for the food. Maybe at first I like the food, but gradually it becomes monotonous and boring. And when I finally have a taste of one of my favorite foods, for me, it's very soft and nourishing foods like mashed potatoes or cream spinach or chocolate pudding. the sensation I feel at that moment is absolutely pure divine love. So when we love what we are doing, love our own self for who we are being, and look for the love within ourselves that we can truly feel for others, our life feels full, with or without a romantic, intimate partner, with or without receiving what we think we should be receiving from outside of us. When you're able to truly love without conditions and expectations, love will naturally come back to you, and it will come back in all sorts of unexpected ways. It might not be returned by the person you are working hard to give love to, and it will naturally be received, but it may be from a different direction, a different person, and in a different way. And the person that you want to receive that love from, if there is a particular person, may respond with love after you begin to feel filled up and abundant with love that you receive from other sources, including from within your own self. It really has to come from within your own self first, outward toward others, and then we receive back almost like a boomerang from what we have given out. It doesn't really work the other way around. So now I would like to have all of us do a guided imagery, a self-healing exercise. What I'm going to do is begin with an affirmation, and it's good for you to have some sort of affirmation that you use, but it has to make sense for you. It has to fit with what you truly believe is true and possible at the current time, so that you're not saying something that your subconscious just doesn't believe. So if this affirmation doesn't quite fit with you, even as I'm saying it, you might be able to adjust the words a little to suit yourself, or just take it in and see how it feels. And then I'm going to do a guided imagery, and I'll begin with relaxing, and we'll go through it. And then when we finish, remember to relax and take a breath, and then I will turn off the recording and we'll be able to talk. If you have another question, if you want to share some insight, whatever comes up for you. So before I begin the affirmation, I'd like you to get comfortable wherever you're sitting, to feel your back against the chair. I'm assuming you're sitting in a chair or a couch. And feel your feet solidly on the ground, the floor, the carpet, whatever it is. Be aware of where your hands are. Allow them to be in your lap. Uncross your feet. Uncross your hands. Feel your back against the back of the chair or the couch. Be aware of your shoulders. Allow your shoulders to kind of sink down and relax and take a breath where you inhale, exhale, and then let out a sigh like, ah. You're just letting go of tension or stress. Take another breath. Inhale and then exhale. Ah. A nice sense of letting down in that breathing. And then try one more. Inhale. And then let down. Helps if you make that sound also. Okay, here's the affirmation. I call upon my own inner connection to the higher source or God to assist me to fill my body and surround myself inside and out
Marie.
With a beautiful, healing sense of love, pure light, and perfect harmony, health, and emotional serenity. I know who I am, and I love myself now and always. I'm going to repeat that. I call upon my own inner connection to the higher source or God to assist me to fill my body and surround myself inside and out with a beautiful healing sense of love, pure light, and perfect harmony, health, and emotional serenity. I know who I am, and I love myself now and always. And now, close your eyes if you haven't already closed them. Allow your body to relax. Breathe deeply. Allow yourself to sigh. Inhale and exhale. And now I'm going to be helping you to visualize moving some powerful energy and light through your body. And it's going to be moving from the earth upwards and then from the heavens downward. I'm also thinking about the energy chakras in your system as I'm doing this. So we're beginning with a reddish-brown light moving up from the earth. So before we begin, take a moment to check your body, allow yourself to be really relaxed and present and comfortable in your sitting position. Take a breath, inhale, exhale, and let yourself be relaxed. Now, imagine a pure reddish-orange light beaming upwards from the center of the earth and filling your body, beginning with your toes and moving through your feet and up through your ankles and through the center of your calves and shins and all the way up through your knees. Just imagine this reddish-brown, strong and pure light moving up, slowly grounding you, bringing you with real sense of groundedness to the earth. And feel that moving up through your thighs, through your groin and your abdominal area, moving up through and behind your ribs and throughout the organs, giving you a sense of grounding, solid grounding, as it's moving up through your heart, through your neck, and all the way up into your head, spreading through your head, this orange, reddish-orange color, just moving all the way up through your body. But it's a pure light. It's just clearing away anything that's blocking it from moving there. And up across your shoulders and then down your arms, going down through your upper arms, your elbows, your forearms, your hands, and out your fingers. Feel the warmth spreading through your body, throughout your body, as you have a sense of being fully grounded on this earth, connected to the earth and everything alive in this world. Realize your intimate connection with all living beings, including your natural surroundings of grass and trees and soil and sand and waterways, and all the little beings, animals, plants, grass and trees, everything that you see and that you don't see. And realize your oneness with everything that exists. Feel the warmth within your body now. And notice if there's any place that stands out that doesn't feel so warm or so comfortable. And just send love to that part of your body now as we move to the next piece. Now we're going to imagine pure white light moving down from the heavens So imagine a beautiful, pure, healing, white light beaming down at you from the heavens, entering through your crown chakra. See this pure, gentle, yet powerful light penetrating every cell of your body. Picture it cleansing and healing whatever needs to heal in your body. And it goes quickly, goes all the way through your body pretty quickly, because it's light and pure, and it knows which cells need to be purified. It's bringing every cell of your body back to perfect harmony. Imagine that you can even speak to the cells in your body and remind them to relax, allowing the cells of your body to return to natural harmony. Notice if there's any place in your body that seems to be calling out to you. And if there is, imagine this pure white light spreading down directly to that part of your body, sending purified love and healing energy to the cells in that part of your body. Feel this white light spreading down through your body, throughout all the cells, spreading cool white light throughout your body. All imbalances are becoming balanced. All areas of dis-ease are returning to harmony. All imperfections, if there are any, are returning to their natural state of perfect harmony. As you feel this pure white light showering down upon your body and within your body cells, know that all that is not in perfect harmony is being flushed out of your mind, body, and spirit system. Every nook and cranny of your body is being cleansed of impurities, including your mind and your thoughts and your emotions. Feel the harmony and balance within your body and all the tiny cells. Now, imagine your body cells tingling with delight, smiling and enjoying the sensations of harmonic resonance with all your other cells. Smile inwardly to every cell in your body and imagine your cells smiling back at you, even laughing with delight and pure pleasure. Now, as your body feels grounded from the earth and energized and cleansed from the heavens, now we're going to look at imagining a yellow light spiraling around your solar plexus. This is the area within you of your own personal power. So imagine a yellow light beaming out from within you at the level of your solar plexus, right below your ribcage. See the light expanding outward, coming from within you. This is your power. You have the power. You have whatever it is you have been waiting for from outside of you. Know that you will receive whatever your heart desires by sharing outwardly what you already have within yourself. If you have been desiring love, then feel that love expanding outward from within your own self toward everyone and everything outside of yourself. If you have been wanting to heal your body, imagine your own powerful cells healing themselves as you gracefully acknowledge your own healing, self-healing potential and power. If you have been wanting to know and pursue your life's purpose or return to that sense of self-satisfaction and confidence that perhaps you once had and currently can't seem to access, then allow that power within you to guide you toward expressing your true purpose and once again feeling your own inner power. Stop trying, wishing, hoping, pushing, demanding, and expecting of yourself and others. Start allowing everything to flow outward from within you. See this yellow light, pure, soft, yet powerful yellow light, beaming outward. Warm and increasing in the intensity of heat as it shines proudly on the outer world, bringing into fruition whatever it is that your heart desires. Allow this yellow light to heal your connection to the outer world, starting by acknowledging the power that is within you and always has been there. Feel the harmony that is spreading within you and allowing you to be ready to feel your full connection to your surroundings and everyone and everything in your path. Now we're going to feel the pure green light emanating and pulsing from your heart and your heart chakra. Take a breath. Allow yourself to relax and be present just a little bit longer. Focus on your heart. Feel your heart beating and pulsing. Imagine your heart beaming and smiling and openly receptive to the love that is naturally surrounding you. Feel that green light spreading outwardly from within your own heart, reaching out in love to everyone and everything around you. Imagine the closest person or persons in your life being surrounded and filled with the beauty of this green light coming from within you. And imagine other people's hearts naturally beating in resonance with your own loving heart. Allow that resonance to build as you feel your own love expanding and growing and building to a crescendo. Feel the power of that love emanating from within you. You are love. You are pure love. I am love. I am pure love. Every one of us, underneath our mask of self-protection, mask of anger and hurt and suffering and demanding expectations, every one of us is pure love. Every one of us is longing to return to that state of pure love. Recognize that many people you know may have forgotten that they are pure love, and they may think they cannot access that love again. But remember just how powerful you are. Feel that love within your own self as often as you possibly can, and you will be amazed at the way the world around you transforms. And now, give thanks. This is such an important part of life, to feel grateful and remind ourselves to feel grateful for what we do have instead of longing for what we don't have. We have to start by being grateful for what we already have, and we have a lot, every one of us. Now, ask for the clearest blessing, the most powerful healing at this time, for your own highest good and for the highest good of everyone in your life and even those not currently part of your life circle. Ask results in your life at this time. give thanks. Continue to feel the gratitude for what you do have in your life at this moment and at every moment. Give thanks for already having received the love and the healing and the joy that you want, knowing that it truly emanates from within you. Remember the power of accessing and sharing your love with everyone and everything that exists. Imagine yourself living and being within a vortex of pure love. Hold that image. Feel that love within every cell of your body. Now, release the image, let it go, let the love spread from within you out to the entire universe. Place your right hand on your heart and your left hand on your solar plexus. And say these words to yourself. You can say them out loud or just say them within your mind. I am love. I am pure love. My love has unlimited healing power. I choose to share my love openly and freely, knowing that love is all there is, and where there is love, there is a way. Now let your love spread out toward everyone and everything that exists. Let it go. Feel that you know that you are love and that love does exist for you and for everyone else. And let it go. Allow yourself to feel what it feels like to be in the vortex of love, which you really are, but we forget so often. And now I'm going to unmute the call, end the conference recording, and then we can share freely.